Hey there, what's up everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, our scripture today comes from the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 27 and it says, "And he answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." This is a familiar passage of scripture. If you've been anywhere around church, then you've heard it at least one time. You know, I think we read the scripture sometimes and we look over it and simply blow it off. We think that it's an easy thing to do, especially the part that tells us to love God. After all, God has been great to us. God has been gracious to us. God has looked out for us. And so we say out of our mouths, "I love God." But this scripture says to us something different, that it's more than just saying out of our mouths, "God, I love you," but it is committing to using our entire heart to love God, of loving God with all of our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions, that we don't just say that we love God, but we exude our love for God, that we exemplify our love for God, that we do what we do because we love God, and we do it the way that we do it because we love God. Even that, though, doesn't seem as difficult as the last part when he says, "And love your neighbor as much as you love yourself." Think about it. Our neighbors don't always make us happy. And I'm not talking about the next door neighbor, but this is talking about fellow believers and other people. Love them as you love yourself. Love them as selfishly as you love yourself. How does that even make sense? How do I love someone selfishly? We love ourselves to the point where we will put ourselves first. And so the question becomes, will we put our neighbors first? Will we love someone else with the same degree of commitment as we love ourselves? This is what it means for us to truly love God, to love God with everything that's in us, but to also love our neighbors as ourselves. Look, as you go throughout the rest of your day today, find a way to love someone else. Find a way to be an example of God's love towards someone else. But more than that, make up in your mind that with everything you say and you do, even what you allow yourself to think and to feel, that you would be sure that you are showing God just how much you love him. All right, that's all I've got for you today. I hope it blessed you as much as you blessed me. I look forward to joining you right back here tomorrow for your edition of the Daily Anchor. We're hollering back at you now.